Now, the really sad thing is, and I'm going to dwell on this, the Lord had been speaking to me for several weeks about speaking on righteousness, and twice at home I sat down and began to work on a message and emailed it to myself to finish it and did not. But yesterday afternoon, when I was praying, the Lord impressed on me to speak about righteousness, but really to emphasize something that often isn't emphasized concerning righteousness. Now, you see, Abraham, the Bible says over and over again, Paul really stressed this, Abraham was declared righteous because he believed God. Abraham had only one law: believe me, period. If God said it, Abraham's supposed to believe it. The Jews were given all these rules and regulations because they broke the law of Abraham, the law of faith. And the Bible says the promises were made to Abraham and to his seed, not seeds, his seed being Christ. And the law was given to give them protection through keeping the Day of Atonement and so on until the Messiah should come. The law was a tutor. They never got it. Paul talked over and over and over again. Paul's biggest problem was the same problem that we have today. The really sad thing, the really bad thing, and I'm going to expound on this, the awful thing, the dreadful thing, the horrific thing is that the same thinking that religions have trying to do something to become righteous has become lodged in many Christian churches. Amen. Now, in Romans chapter 5, I want to read you two scriptures from Romans. One from Romans chapter 5, verse 17, and one from Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 5, I want to read verse 17. Well, let me read you the one in Romans chapter 3 first. Hold your finger there in Romans chapter 5 and turn with me to Romans chapter 3. You know, it's been said, we've all heard it, there's no empirical evidence to back it up, but it's all right. We've all heard it said that the most well-known scripture in the world is John 3:16. You see it at ball game. They don't ever say what it is. You know, putting John 3:16 up there on a banner doesn't help anybody. You got to tell them what it says. You got to tell them what it means. And John 3:16 may be the most well-known scripture in the world or most heard. You know, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should have eternal life." But I would say to you that if you've been in any evangelical churches, there's another scripture that you probably have heard, at least I heard it, as much or more than John 3:16. And that is Romans 3:23. Now you tell me, how many of you ever heard John 3:16 before? Raise your hand. Now, how many of you ever heard Romans 3:23? "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But how about Romans chapter 5, verse 17? It says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned," that one man, of course, being Adam, "by one, much more than they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life." Everybody's heard, "For they all fall short of the glory of God, for all have sinned and come short," or fall short of the glory of God, but they've not heard that righteousness is a free gift. Turn over to Romans again. Romans 3. After I got born again, I was in a church, and most every Sunday, I heard these two verses, Romans 3:10, and then they jumped down to Romans 3:23, and they skipped everything in between. And they would say, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And then they would say, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Christians are taught that they're saved by grace, but they do not know that salvation and righteousness go together like a hand and a glove. They're one and the same. They're like water and wet. There's dry ice, but there ain't no dry water. Amen? If you're saved, you're righteous. If you're righteous, you're saved. And the only way to get righteous is to get born again. But the sad thing is, you know, the problem that Paul had, and the entire book of Galatians is about it, the whole problem that they had was, that Paul had, was that you understand that the first Christians were all Jews. Jesus was Jewish, all the disciples were Jewish, and for a long time they didn't leave Jerusalem. And so the people who formed the early church were Jewish. And as Paul went out, first Peter went to the house of Cornelius, but Paul went out to the Gentiles and spread the word. But then Jewish Christians, or Christians, would come from Jerusalem, and they would tell these people who had gotten born again and saved under the ministry of Paul, they'd tell people, yeah, but you got to keep the law for righteousness. You got to do this, you got to do that. You can't expect to be righteous without keeping the law of Moses. Now, today we don't hear that. We have to keep the law of Moses. But the fact is that in many churches, people are working to become righteous. Amen, I'm telling you. I can remember that's when I was in the Baptist church, we weren't told that, but it was just like an unwritten rule. You're not righteous. You're just saved, but you're not righteous. You got to do this and this and this. And when we tell you you're righteous, you're righteous. Come on, that's the truth. I can remember clearly in 1980 reading a little book similar to this one. This one says Two Kinds of Faith, but the one I was reading was called Two Kinds of Righteousness by the same author, E.W. Kenyon. And as I was reading that, I could not get by the first two pages. I just was overwhelmed by what he said, because what he said was in the Bible and I'd never heard, read, or listened to those scriptures. And he talked about the fact that righteousness was a free gift. I was so overwhelmed, I couldn't read over two pages because it was such a shock, that truth. I had never heard it. I'd taught Sunday school in the Baptist church. I'd been the unofficial assistant pastor at a four-square church. I went to all the pastors' meetings, you know, when they had of the four-square ministers in the state, and I never heard that I was righteous. And I was trying to become righteous by my works.